This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
That's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the engineers at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. The 9 o'clock hour is easier than 10. The numbers are 800-966-WTIC and 522-WTIC. If you want to get on and ask any technology questions, we'll do our best to help you out. I know you're out there all blowing leaves, thanks to the fact that they're all down now. But we're here in the studio here to help you out, and feel free to get online and we'll do our best. So, as usual and customary, we have technology news we want to share with you. And what do you got there, Dennis, first?
Oh, we have a classic scenario from Robinhood,
yes.
That famous trading app that everybody loves
the one that actually stopped people trading on the meme stocks. Remember
right.
The meme stocks when GameStop was going up,
yeah.
And all the kids were like, oh, I'm going to make a mint, and they stopped them from trading.
And suddenly no one could make a mint on them anymore.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, it seems that they've got a little trouble in-house over there
at Robinhood.
They were hacked. But not through, you know, like a technological exploit. They had a social engineering hack where bad guys got a hold of some information by getting a hold of some of their administrative controls.
Right.
That they were handed on a silver platter by someone who said, oh, sure, you call me up and ask for this. Well, here you go.
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are, but you can have it.
Well, you sound like a guy who knows what he's talking about, right? So that's what they did. You know, I always joke on the air here asking people their passwords. That's kind of what they did. They called in and acted like they were an admin-level IT person at Robinhood, and the guys over there, okay, Bob, this is you. All right, sure. Here's the information you need. Go ahead and log in. And they took 7 million
customers'
data. Yeah. So that's not good news if you're over there at Robinhood. And the funny thing is, if there is a funny thing, you look at all the, you know, we're in the IT world trying to help financial planners stay secure. We're trying to help military stay secure. Manufacturers are making parts for all sorts of crazy things. And all these guys did was call up the company and say, hey, I need access to everything.
Okay. Here you go.
So it looks like, you know, you do all that work to try to secure stuff. And this is a technology company, right, Dennis?
Right.
Robinhood's a purely an app technology company.
Right. This is not just some guy who happens to be a financial planner, you know, in solo practice.
Right.
Trying to figure out the technology and how to secure it. These are technology people.
Right.
Who should know better.
Well, that's our point.
Yes.
Our point. My point is that they don't.
Well, right. They should know
better. They should know better.
They don't.
No. IT people are just as fallible as anybody else. The problem is it's the front line is not managed by IT people. They were engineered right? They called in. So some person answering the phone passes it over to the next person, and then the next person gets to that person, and all of a sudden you're in the system.
And all they've got to do is get that phone call passed to enough people to find the one who's dumb enough to just hand over the keys to the kingdom.
Right. So, all right, that's another typical news story. In other news, I found something out there that was in the news a little while back. So Missouri, yes, the whole state of Missouri.
The entire state.
apologized to 600,000 teachers. These are former teachers and current teachers who had their Social Security numbers and private info exposed. So Missouri's Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is offering 620,000 former and current teachers 12 months of credit identity theft monitoring. Now, what happened was they literally had this certification database that was available online so that you could, you know whether or not the teacher was certified.
Okay.
The problem was it was easy to get into it and look at other teachers than the one you're putting in. So you could actually kind of stroll around within the app and find, you know, teacher A, teacher B, teacher C, and all their information. And this this was found out by a newspaper, right? The Post-Dispatch figured this out.
Famous paper.
It is. And they told the Missouri folks, hey, guys, you got a problem here. And then the folks in the government fixed it. And then the Post-Dispatch, of course, reported on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor... This is why we need technology people in politics, and we got to stop dealing with dinglings like this guy. Mike Parsons claimed that the paper hacked the website. No, buddy, it's how you configured it, man. You put it out there. All the paper did was tell you you had an issue and then report on the issue. Yeah, it's embarrassing. And the guy fundraised on it, made $85,000 acting, you know, like it's some, you know, throwing his hands up and blaming the newspaper. And in this case, the newspaper did it the right way.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, too many politicians we have do not know how the sausage is made. They don't know how technology works.
Right.
And they're making laws and configuring this stuff poorly.
Right.
And all I'm saying is any IT people out there, I know politics is ugly and disgusting, and who wants to get into it? But we need smart IT people in there.
We do.
Less lawyers. Nothing against lawyers. We need more IT people who know how this stuff works.
Yes, absolutely.
To run for office, because when you got a guy like that blaming the messenger, you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Oh. So we'll put the link up there. You can read it. Take a look at it. That's not hacking, guys. When you leave it wide open, all he did was
True. You're right. That is not hacking.
No.
Just going into a website and looking at stuff.
It's there.
Not hacking.
You're making it available. So what else you got, Dennis?
Well, we have a problem with what are called watering hole attacks that are targeting Apple device users.
Uh-oh.
This is both iOS or iPhone and iPad and Mac OS.
Oh, boy.
And Google blew the whistle on this.
Mm-hmm.
There are hackers that were using what they did originally to start was to compromise some websites that they wanted to monitor.
Yeah.
And then as, you know, people were going to the websites, they would collect those users' information and find out what they're doing on the site and all of this.
Mm.
Now, what makes this, you know, this is a big deal. I mean, compromising websites and tracking users to them is a problem.
It is, but it's not unusual.
No. But what this was some websites in Hong Kong that were being hosted by
the communist government.
Yeah, well, communist government in Hong Kong.
Well, no, the actual China.
Right. But it looks like whoever was hacking it was trying to get dirt on dissidents in Hong Kong.
Right.
And they were doing it by again, anchoring themselves to websites that they knew those kinds of people would go to.
Gotcha.
That's why they refer to it as a watering hole attack. It's like putting a mic to bug the water cooler at work so that you hear all the juicy conversations.
Gotcha.
So
interesting. Yeah. So we'll put a link up here. If you're running Mac or iOS, iPhone type devices, you can see what can happen.
Yes.
You're not impervious.
That's true.
So, all right. Very good. Interesting. Anything else you want to bring up, Dennis? We got a few more minutes.
Well, Microsoft is playing games.
Yes.
With people again.
Always.
You remember back in the 90s when they released, Internet Explorer, made it part of the operating system.
And said it was inextricably a part of the operating system.
Right, and made it so that you could, for a while, made it so that you could not make any other browser the default browser on your computer.
Netscape went after them for that.
You know, that was, what, 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we started.
Yeah. When I started, after I started. But anyway. Now, what happened is, with Windows 11...
Mm-hmm.
They invented a special protocol to handle certain links, such as the ones in their own news widgets and weather widgets, that would cause those links to open only in Microsoft Edge, that's their browser now, if you click them. Now, a while back, somebody came up with a little tool called Edge Deflector, where you could install that in your computer, and what it would do... It would cause those links to open in whatever your default browser was instead of in Edge, because you want to have control over your own computer,
wouldn't
don't
that
you?
Be nice? Yeah,
I'd kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Microsoft in the latest release of Windows, it's actually a pre-release right now, but assuming it will trickle out to the released version in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
They have closed that loophole.
They broke that program, huh?
They broke that, and apparently they've pretty well locked down that protocol so that the guy that came out with Edge Deflector can't, he says he has no way to get around this latest revision.
Amazing.
And he shut down the product.
Right.
And again, you've got the same problem where they're forcing you to use their browser.
Right.
And of course, what's going to happen when you open their browser?
They're going to start collecting data on you.
If you've got Chrome or, well, that plus, if you've got Chrome or Firefox that you prefer, that you've made your default, it's going to tell you to change to Edge,
right.
And it's going to bug you and bug you and bug you and bug you and bug you until you do it, or they might even release another revision to Windows that just does it. As soon as that link is launched, poof.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Edge put it past is now them. Your default browser.
Wouldn't put it past
And
them.
It's just... Like I said,
it's a browser
shades
mandate.
Of 25 years ago. I mean, they don't learn.
They don't learn. They don't learn. All right, guys. Well, we're going to try to help you guys learn. We'll put these links up here for you to check out over at computertalkwithtab.com. Larry's in Middletown on the line, so hang on. We'll get to you, Larry, after the break. And three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. Wow, Justin doesn't even give me any music. I don't know. He's very harsh. We're back. This is Computer Talk with Dad. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
All right. And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. And feel free to get online. Two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Let's get right to your calls. You've been nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. I'm going to go to Larry in Middletown first, as I promised. What's going on, Larry?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Eric, I appreciate your time. So... I bought a new computer, and I guess I'm looking for a quick and easy way to transfer items from my old computer to my new computer.
Mm.
I was thinking about using an Ethernet cable, as they both have Ethernet, but it gets a little complicated with, you know, with the networking and all that.
Right.
And so,
yes.
And I have a follow-on question after you answer that.
Okay. Well, you can't just use an Ethernet cable. It would have to be a crossover, and it's not much. It's too much trouble to configure a point-to-point connection like that without a switch in the middle. So we wouldn't tell you to do it that way.
Right.
And there's nothing quick and easy about computers. Sorry. I'll give you the bad news now. But the way I would approach it would be, it would kind of give you two things. It would give you a backup and a way to transfer your data. Maybe buy an external hard drive. Plug it into your old computer in the USB port, and copy whatever data you want to migrate over. You can't move programs, but you can copy the data. So you can just copy your pictures, your documents, or what have you from whatever folders they're in, and then plug it into your new computer, make a directory called Larry Stuff, or whatever you want to call it, and then copy it back. That's pretty quick and easy, but then you still have to reinstall your software. No way to get around that.
Pretty much, yes. There are some software tools that will help you with this, including one that I have used. It's EaseUS To-Do PC Trans. It went by another name a couple of years ago, the last time I used it.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a free version, and that free version may help you. But like Eric said, even if you use the free version, all you're doing is moving your data. You still have to reinstall your programs.
Right.
And we can have Mike G put a link to that up.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, now that software is Chinese software, though.
Yeah, you gotta be a little careful.
Well, that kind of follows on my next question. So, yeah. I really enjoyed a mechanical keyboard at Emil.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with mechanical keyboards?
Yeah, they got a nice click to them. They have a nice feel to them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I like about it is that, one, it's a 61 key, so it's a mini keyboard, but you can also reconfigure the keyboard to, change the layout.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, the mechanical keyboard is made in China,
mm-hmm.
You have software that you're have to use to reconfigure the keyboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, keyloggers are, that would be the ultimate keylogger, right?
Yes, it would be. Yes.
So how do I get around my concern of it sending keylogged information to some server that sold me the keyboard?
So you can't.
I don't see any way to get around it.
You can't get your concern. We can't get around that concern, and I don't blame you for your concern. That is the tool that you've got there, right? And if it's a Chinese product and you have to use a software to configure it, you're exactly right to be concerned. But you could use it from any product, right? Any manufacturer could load something on that tool.
That's true.
And that's the issue that we're all dealing with as computer users. So I'll never be able to say I'll give you a way to feel better about it, because there's so many examples of chips and things that have been placed on equipment coming out of China, manufactured out of China. Like Supermicro had a recent issue where they were putting little chips that the Supermicro folks didn't spec on the motherboard, and there was a couple chips that were on there like, hey, what's that? I'll put the link up there if you want to read about it. So when you have it manufactured overseas like that, you have less control. So right. I can't dissuade your concern. Sorry, Larry.
So you work in IT for corporations where
yes.
people log in from their own PC, and I guarantee you some and more are going to be using mechanical keyboards and mm-hmm. keyboards made overseas. How are you kind of deterring that? Or
We're not. So the specs that we're working on are NIST specs. These are NIST 800-171 for security compliance, or CMMC specs. Those specs don't talk about the type of hardware you should or should not use.
No.
Even recently, our government was trying to dissuade our access to Huawei, that Chinese technology company, as far as even using switches in here in America for 5G networks, right? And so we're way, way behind as a country as far as what you should or should not use. All of our manufacturing, whether it's an Apple device, a PC device, it's all Taiwanese, Chinese. It's not being made in America anymore.
No.
So we're kind of giving up the farm there, Larry, I think. And again, it's back to my comment earlier about politicians not understanding how the technology works. They need to consider this stuff. I know it sounds – we used to always joke about it. We've got our tinfoil hats on. But no, our hats are made of like – they're tinfoil with a nice leather liner inside because it's crazy going on. What's crazy is what's going on out there. And your question is a good one. Yeah. I don't have an answer for you.
We don't.
But it is a problem.
And
I think we are definitely more exposed than we think we are.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time, and I'll look for the post for the links that you put up.
Very good, Larry.
Thank you for
your time. Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. But yeah, he has a good question, right? So all this, when you talk about manufacturing, and I'll put that Supermicro article up, it goes back a few years. Little chips. Little extra chips on the server motherboards. They had it too. I think I want to say it was an IBM issue too, where the IBM servers would have some extra hardware on there, and I can find that.
Yeah, that was quite a while ago, right back when Lenovo was still building the servers for IBM.
Right.
When IBM was still in the business of selling servers,
right. And Lenovo
that
is
was
another,
a while back.
It's
and
a Chinese company.
Chinese company, yeah.
So, we're kind of giving up the farm here when it comes to this stuff. We've got to be careful. Justin, what do we got, a minute? Oh, a minute and a half. All right, so I'm going to get a question in here. We're going to go to John in Higginham next. Hey, John, get your question in. We're going to have to answer it after the news. What do you got?
Okay, I was the guy who called a couple of weeks ago about a Dropbox dropping me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You asked me to call back with an update. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
I'll wait after the news, okay?
Oh, yeah. So it's a long, it's a long story, huh, John? It's a long story, it sounds like. So this, before the news here, refresh the issue here. Dropbox just dropped you, right? You had, your data was out there. You had used your data. It was being backed up out on Dropbox, and you couldn't get access to it, right?
Absolutely. That there were some postings that were terroristic in that,
in the data.
In the data,
right.
Right.
Because I never did anything like that.
Right. So we'll talk to you after the news to find out how you got access to your data again. But thank you for calling back. So hang on, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to talk to John in Higginham about his Dropbox issue. We have one line open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. You guys heeded my warning and are all online at 9 o'clock. That's good.
Way to go.
That's good. Woo. You were calling in at like 10:30, and we're like, wait, did everybody just wake up in Connecticut? So feel free to get online. We'll do our best. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com or on Facebook. If you follow us over on Facebook, if you like Tab Computer Systems, it'll get into your news feed automatically, as long as Zuckerberg deems it worthy. And of course, we're over at the WTIC Facebook page. You can check us out live or broadcasting live and ask a question there too. We'll be right back. We are back. Justin, we are gonna learn to work together, aren't we? We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're going to go to your calls. We're on with John in Higginham, who had his Dropbox locked because Dropbox felt the data he had in his Dropbox had some sort of terrorist, I don't know. What was it? What was the reasoning?
Terrorist activity.
Terrorist activity. They locked you out.
They said that it showed a mass execution in a public square.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yeah.
Ugly, ugly.
And I said, that is a baloney. So I tried one more time after talking with you, and I got another boilerplate response saying, sorry, but no luck. So what I did was I got in touch with Clark Howard.
Sure
the website or his broadcast.
Right.
But I sent him my story. A couple of days later, I get a call from Clark Howard, a young lady producer.
Yeah.
She said to me she'd like my permission to forward my request for resolution to a WSB television producer by the name of Leah Dunn.
All right.
I said, absolutely. So then I get a call from Leah saying I'm going to be in contact with Dropbox. If I don't have any luck, would you be willing to do a Zoom interview with me?
Nice.
I said, absolutely. I'd be delighted to do it.
All right.
The very next day, I get a letter from Dropbox saying, you're all set.
Interesting.
They didn't want you getting interviewed on television.
I suppose that's what it was. But the point is, they fixed it, and this time it wasn't a boilerplate answer. It was actually from a woman.
Yeah.
Who said, interestingly enough, I asked them to just delete those videos, but they didn't delete them. They just denied the opportunity to share them for whatever reason.
But you said, wait a minute, John. So the you did have videos on there that was showing that type of thing?
They claimed the content was confirmed, they said, by a member of our highly trained team.
Gotcha.
Based on your email below, I was in contact with email, our team looked further at your account and did not identify any indication of malicious activity.
Gotcha. So they were wrong. They were mistaken.
Precisely. They were mistaken.
So your point here that they fixed this for you with the media's help, which is great, I suspect they really don't want people to know that they're looking at your stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's really the moral of the story is here. When you put it up in the cloud, wait a minute, their highly trained team is looking at my stuff? I thought when I put stuff on the cloud, it was secure, right?
Secure.
Now, it turns out it may not be.
They answered, they said, we obviously do not have complete control and visibility into your account
obviously.
And devices. So if you have ongoing concerns, we encourage you to make that the following appropriate, and they gave me a couple of links to contact in the event that something like this happens again. Which I hope that I don't. I'm concerned about just the security of the cloud. How you can lose your life, literally.
Yes.
My wife said to me, this is almost like McCarthyism back in the 50s, only now I'm not a communist, I'm a terrorist.
Well, that's a good point, right? So if they think you've got something on there they don't want you to have,
sure.
They take away all your stuff.
Exactly. I don't mind. I'd be delighted to take it. I don't want that stuff even anywhere near associated with me.
No, of course you don't.
For them to shut me down without any explanation, without any comment, without anything, just shut me down. I couldn't get in.
And that was a paid service you were having, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$129 a year.
Yeah, that's what people have to remember here, too. You were not just using Dropbox's free level of service. You were a paying customer of them.
Right, and they didn't care. It took you having to go to guys like Clark Howard, which are awesome, and other media outlets. Sorry, I never thought I had that. I wouldn't even have crossed my mind that we would have any kind of power like that, John. So next time anybody calls with that type of thing, I'll try that, too. You know, why not? You know, but I'm glad Clark could help you out, and I'm glad you brought it to our attention and our listeners' attention. And think about it, guys. When you stick it out there in the cloud, if that's your only copy, and they deem you unworthy all of a sudden for whatever reason, or in the case we brought this up before, a guy called Kim.com,
right?
He actually had servers where he was backing up people's data, like John, but also. Right. Backing up copy or having copywritten material on his servers that were, of course, then, you know, FBI is all on that type of case. Oh, yeah. They took all of his servers, his legitimate clients and the copywritten stuff, took all of it.
Right.
So who are you working with, right? Who are you working with when you put it in the cloud? Is it, you know, if you think Enron used to be thought of as a really great company until they weren't. I think we've had some accounting companies that had some major issues
Oh, Arthur Anderson.
Oh, that was a great company until they weren't, right? So where are you putting your stuff? I don't know. Is the company a
Literally,
great company?
You don't know.
Until it's not. So keep it local, too. At least have a copy local, so at least you have the access to your data when you need to.
Right.
Exactly.
John, thank you for your story.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know.
For hearing me out.
Yeah, man. All right, good luck. Thanks.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye. What a story. What a story. No matter where your data is, it's great until it's not. let's go to John in Bethel next. What's happening, John?
Yes, good morning. I have an issue that every time I try to find a streaming service that'll give me my local, you know, WFSB, VIT, whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the western part of the state. They refer me to all the New York stations.
Yes.
So if I get the streaming service, all I'm going to get is the CBS, NBC, ABC out of New York, but I can't get the Hartford stuff.
Right.
But I'm a contractor in Connecticut. I want the weather for Connecticut. I don't care about New York.
Oh, but you live in Bethel, right?
Yes.
So they're misunderstanding your IP address, and this has happened to me too. I use the Shield device, and I use YouTube TV, and occasionally I'll log in, and it'll give me the wrong state's news. Right? I'll be looking at like New York news or something like that. I'm like, what happened to my local stations? It's called geofencing. Your IP address is understood to be within the Connecticut boundaries, but in this case, the service you're using is misunderstanding that information and giving you a different region's information. All you can do is reach out to the streaming service. Who are you using?
Well, I called Roku. I actually called them up and said, this is what I'm having. If I sign up for your service, you're saying this is the service I'm going to get. And it's all out of New York, and I want the Connecticut ones because I'm a contractor in Connecticut.
And you live in Connecticut. And you live in Connecticut, right?
Right. Yep.
Yep.
And it's like, no, your region is because you're in the Danbury area. It's classified with us as a New York service.
Well, incorrectly, right? I mean, obviously, that's wrong.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know.
So you either have to decide to call them back and say, really, Connecticut's New York now, or... get a different service.
I know the Gold Coast is part of New York, isn't it?
Well, it's still Connecticut. You're still gonna, you still want to get TNH or what have you, or down there, New Haven stations.
I know.
So they can't dictate that you live in New York. And even if you had an antenna, you probably wouldn't even get the stations you're being forced to look at.
I already looked into that too.
Right, which again, I think has to do with how the contracts work, with how the broadcasting contracts work. It's all based on region, right? So Roku, whoever you're talking to, is reading a script. No, sir, you live in New York. No, I live in Connecticut. No, sir, my script says you live in New York.
Yeah,
as that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you're not crazy, John. You just either decide to punt Roku and go to the different service, but it's happened to me too.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll try again.
All right, very good, John.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
When I travel down to Florida, I bring my shield with me, right? And when I, sometimes the shield will actually show me NBC 30, which is kind of neat to be able to watch Connecticut news when I'm in Florida, right?
Sure, I would think that that would be fun once in a while.
It is, but then, of course, eventually YouTube catches up with the fact that it says, wait a minute, you're not in Connecticut. I'm detecting a Florida IP address, and it pushes the Florida news. Of course, I could VPN, get a VPN going, and I could find myself who knows where, what type of news I'd watch. Actually, maybe with the VPN, it would confuse the thing so much that I would probably still be in Connecticut.
You could set up a VPN on your home router.
Yeah, right, have it come back.
Yeah, and then you'd be anchored to Connecticut again.
Right. But it does happen. I mean, it's all called geofencing, and that's just how the system works. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break here, get back to more of your calls. Three lines open for you. Gary, hang on, but feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We'll be right back. All right, that's a little better for a Saturday morning. We've got a new producer, Justin. In our 26 years of doing this or longer, we've had a lot of producers. So we're working on training Justin up right here. And he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. The number's three lines open for you guys. So feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out. If Roku thinks that you live in Danbury, but that's New York, not much we can do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's Roku's problem. Let's go on to Gary in Southington next. What's going on, Gary?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I very much enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so it's funny. Last week I was driving along and I was listening to your show, and you had a pretty humorous call from a gentleman who was talking about wanting to drop his Comcast bundle, and you came out and you said, go NetSpeed.
Yes.
And the funny thing was that the very day before, I actually dumped my Cox bundle and I went to go NetSpeed.
Congratulations.
So, you know, as far as that, I couldn't be happier, and it was just great. I did my due diligence, but to hear your validation of them, you know, was really nice, and, you know, so far, so good.
Yeah.
Now, the question I have for you is this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a weird situation that, you know, I had my email, my TV, and, or I'm sorry, my internet TV, and my phone through Cox.
Yeah.
Now, at some point along the line, I cut the cable cord, so we stream, and I use Roku, and then I dropped the internet. The phone, I actually have to keep a landline because of the way my alarm system is configured. It needs a landline. I was actually talking to the gentleman who administers the alarm system, and it won't work via Wi-Fi. So for now, at least, I'm stuck with a landline that we really don't use very much. But the alarm system needs to be connected to it. So I decided to give you guys a call just to see if there was an alternative you might be able to offer. I know that landlines are going the way of the dodo.
Yes.
But some of us still do need them. And, you know, one of the things I really liked about switching to Go NetSpeed was, you know, I'm paying for the GigaSpeed, which to me is 100% worth it because my wife and I both work from home.
Sure.
And that's the price.
Mm-hmm.
No fees, nothing.
Right.
And, you know, even the installation, which was free, which was even better.
Yeah.
With Cox now, having dropped my bundle, my phone service is $35 a month, but it's actually $44.11 a month.
With all the fees.
Yeah,
you get the war of 1812 tax on that.
That's just part of it. So, I mean, do you have any thoughts on that? You know, is there any sort of alternative you could think about? Are there other landline providers that exist?
Well, there are, right? But they'd have to run the line to you. So the only other landline provider in Southington is Frontier.
Okay.
And they're going to charge you probably $40 a month as well for your old line.
Yeah, either. So, and I know the administrator for the system said, you know, flatly, you just can't do it, you know, voice over IP. It's just not going to work.
Okay.
Because if it was, then all my problems would be solved, and I wouldn't have to have a landline.
Well, so voice over IP, right? So I wonder if there is some sort of analog, like emulated POTS over to voice over IP box that might work. So I'm going to do a little research during the break to see if there is one out there where you can go ahead and take a voice over IP UMA style connection, right, and then have a box on the other end that goes and emulates a plain old telephone line. That's what POT stands for, plain old telephone.
Okay, because, you know, when you were talking to that fellow last week, you did say UMA.
Yeah.
Who, you know, I have heard of them.
Yeah.
And I had never really given it much thought, and I actually did, you know, I looked online.
Yeah.
But, of course, the first thing I saw was, yeah, voice over IP. I said, oh, okay, well, that it may not be a thing for me.
Well, so, right. So the alarm guy is saying their system won't support voice over IP, but if we can adapt it somehow from voice over IP to POTS, that might solve your issue if a device like that exists. Otherwise, what about cellular? A lot of alarm services are going cellular if you want to have a connection that way.
This is not one of the brand name alarm services. It's a fellow. He actually installed it for me 16 years ago. So we're dealing with, you know, a 16-year-old technology.
Yeah.
And he told me actually the main board that's in the box they don't even manufacture anymore. It's like, well, you know, built-in obsolescence.
Right.
So I think just the fact that it was put in my house in 2005 and things have come a long way since then. Even then, I'm not sure that cellular was really at the top of their list, you know. So he just didn't, you know, obviously he knows my wife and I both have cell phones, but he just didn't, he didn't seem to think that that was a viable option either.
Is there a third party monitoring your actual alarm system, or is it this guy?
Yeah.
Okay, it's this guy.
It's an 800 number, and, you know, they give us a call if something happens.
Okay, so it does work.
Low, you know,
it does work.
Like that.
All right, let us do a little research, Gary, for you to see, and maybe if the listeners are out there, if they know of a way to translate or from voice over IP to POTS, to plain old telephone for alarm systems. You're not alone in this problem, and everybody wants to get rid of their ridiculously expensive bundled cabled $44 a month, $44.
Exactly. You know, why pay something? I mean, full disclosure, I'm actually using that phone right now. But you know, why pay that for a line that we might use it four times a month?
Right.
You know, that's $11 a call. That's insane.
All right, there's a guy on the other line right now, but I don't know that I can bring them both up. So Gary, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. Listen on the other line, to this caller, and let's see what he has to say for you. All right, Gary?
Yeah, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, bye
bye.
All right, so we're gonna drop Gary and bring up. It says available, but I think can I grab it right now? All right. So Justin didn't give me your name, so you're just a mystery guy who knows alarms.
Sure, Eric. It's Bob Bentley calling.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Hi. I do a lot of alarm systems, and the way it's going now is doing internet backup with, internet service with cellular backup.
Yeah.
And usually you would need to replace your alarm panel,
right,
and most likely the keypads, but the sensors that are existing would still be usable.
Gotcha. So he could always bite the bullet and upgrade
to
get that to work if we can't find some sort of weird voice over IP to POTS device, which I think Dennis has been Googling the heck out of all during this whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you know if anything like that exists, Bob?
I have not seen that at all.
That's fine.
Yeah, but the way it's done now is internet with cell backup.
Yep. Well, I think it's great. Being wireless is a lot better than, you know, you look at all the horror movies where what are the first thing they do? They cut the lines.
Cut the phone line.
So, Bob, thanks for chiming in. Appreciate it.
Okay, Eric. Thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye. Yep. So, Bob Bentley, he's a local technology type person out there and says phone systems, sound systems. Mm-hmm. So he's very well known in the Connecticut area. So. Yeah, so we'll try to find a solution for this. We have four lines wide open coming up at the top of the hour here, and the news is going to be up next. We're going to be here till 11, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. But until then, the two pasty white computer geeks here in the studio need something to do, right, Dennis? So
yeah.
Or we'll talk about our kids and our cats, and we don't want to do that. So get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. Everything we've talked about is posted live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Also, think about the podcast. If you miss a show, you know, we talked about, we had a caller call in last week that wanted to understand what a podcast was. You can go ahead. A podcast is a recording of our program you can listen to anytime. And you can actually subscribe to the podcast. It'll get into your device, whichever device you choose. You can go over to Odyssey and or WTIC.com. Subscribe to the podcast, and all the shows on the station here have that, so you can go ahead and listen to any of the shows anytime you wish. It doesn't have to be set times, you know. So, you know, you're off the rake in your leaves today right now, but you can listen to us at 3. Who knows? Whatever you feel like. The podcast lets you do that. So we're going to sip out for a quick break, get back to your calls. The lines are all ringing. Keep Justin busy. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.